You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Okay, everything's ready. This is interesting. I'm both nervous and excited about why in today's episode you're not here. What are you doing?
I'm putting my jacket on.
Should I be nervous?
No.
Like, okay, it's all filming. You can make your entrance whenever you want. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Ta-da.
What am I looking at?
You like my jacket?
Yeah.
Don't I look cool?
Yeah, you're wearing jean jogging pants, a t-shirt, and a cool jacket.
My jacket is a men's blazer that I bought at a thrift shop this weekend.
You went thrifting.
I did.
That looks like a jacket that's like from the 80s.
Yeah, I went to this vintage thrift shop and it was my first experience with vintage shopping.
Does it have sleeves or it's just been like that since Joey wore it to his high school graduation in 1982?
I have no idea, but I love it. I loved everything about it.
Does it smell like cigarettes?
Nope, it smells amazing.
Oh, they washed it.
Probably.
It doesn't smell like the 80s?
Nope. It smells like perfect. This has opened up a lot of possibilities for me.
In my closet.
Yes.
I understand.
I am going to be shopping in your
closet. I don't have anything from the 80s.
It doesn't matter.
Of this style. I don't.
Wait until you see my next piece.
Your pants?
Sure.
Wait, what is that? Okay, go. I'm closing my eyes again. Are you leaving and coming back? You're going to do it here?
I'm just doing it here.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes. I know this is not really great for people on audio, but she is, let me peek. She's taken off the mustard stripe blazer and now she's putting on black pants, I'm guessing.
I'm not putting on black pants.
Okay, I'm not looking like enough to see anything. See, is it another jacket? Okay,
yes,
you tell me when you
jacket.
Tell me when I can open
Hold
my
on.
Eyes.
Hold on. Okay.
I can open my eyes?
You can open your eyes.
You're wearing like a tuxedo jacket.
Yep.
It's like a short tuxedo jacket. Like you see those people dancing in places.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
what? Oh my God. She's wearing tails.
Just hear me out.
I don't.
Hear me out.
My brain is spinning very quickly now. I will listen to you. While I decide what your butler name's going to be for the episode.
It doesn't look nice like this. Okay, I'm going to take...
Why it doesn't look nice?
Because this is not the vibe. I have a vision for this jacket.
Jeeves, how dare you insult the look of my help?
I have a vision for this jacket.
Can we get a tea, please?
Just wait.
I would like a tea. And when you're done with the tea, can you please vacuum my horse?
You can... Say what you want, but I had a really, really great experience at this.
Did you go to a debutante ball?
No.
Huh?
That's the date.
As both. This is, you know when they wear this?
What?
When they do those costumes where they're half man, half woman and they dance with themselves. That's what you have. You can dance with yourself now. You can draw mustache on your face.
Who says that a teal coat is only for men? Who says?
Nobody.
Exactly.
It's not for men even. It's just not for anybody. Nobody. They realize having a vest with two pieces of cloth hanging down to your knees is not. No. That's not the word. That's not the word you're looking
for.
So
I went to this store with my friend India.
Uh-huh.
And she introduced me to the world of like thinking outside the box. It's like in a fashion sense. It was really cool to shop with her. She and I have completely different tastes.
I can tell.
And yet,
she convinced you to bear Elaine's jacket from Seinfeld and then she coupered it with a guy from Downton Abbey. She's just buying costume sets from all TV shows.
She's not buying costume sets. She goes out in all these amazing outfits.
Is she an actress?
She is.
That's the answer.
What's the
answer? She's exposed to costumes all day.
Okay.
And then she takes you.
No, because she goes out in, she went to Fashion Week and she wore one of these. And
you know,
she,
would you ever wear anything from Fashion Week ever?
Maybe.
I have a pair of tongs that you can tie with tape and wear it like a blazer.
Tongs?
That's what they wear at Fashion Week. They wear microwaves on their heads.
No.
I've seen that. Yeah, they do. They wear rubber tires and then they.
I'm not talking about
that.
They
take like.
That's too high fashion for me.
Mm-hmm. Not too high fashion. You're catching up quickly. This blazer is working.
It's really cool.
I'll give you that.
There were so many things that just took me out of my normal way of thinking. And also, like, why do we have... It was all men's clothes. All men's clothes. But why do we have to limit ourselves and compartmentalize? Like, oh, women only wear this or men only wear this.
Two reasons.
Okay, why?
Boobs.
I have boobs.
You can call it one reason, but that's just a fitting reason.
I have boobs and the jacket fits me just fine.
Must have been a hefty fellow. Got it tailored really nice up in the top section.
So
what about that one?
That one fits me.
That's for pregnant women. All butlers have huge stomachs. That's the only, that's the minimal. You know who wears tailcoats? Not the help. The head butler.
Actually, we had another friend with us,
okay.
And she's pregnant.
Wear this?
She looked amazing.
Did she buy one also?
She did.
So the fact that this vintage clothing shop really, really prides itself on these unique items, yet they had tailcoats in size 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. Long, short, medium. Long, short, medium. Pregnant lady, an Indian lady, a small lady, a white lady named India, an Indian lady named Sheena, a pregnant lady with two children inside. All of you got your perfectly fitting coats in the same rack.
No.
Did anyone else get this Elaine blazer?
No.
Oh, were there any more that looked like it in the shop? No. How many of these? Oh, what size? How many? How many penguins are there in your play, sir? I can dress them all.
No, come on. That's so cool. We picked the only three that there were in the shop.
That's what they tell you. They pull them out based on the number of people walking in
you
the shop.
You think so? No,
you
I don't
see six
think
people?
So.
Shh. 38 large, 39, one's pregnant, get a 42 and a 48.
No, nobody pulled it out for us. We pulled it out for ourselves.
That's true. No one works at those places.
And India tried it on and she's like, this is so cool. And I'm like, I'm not sure about this. She's like, just try it on. So she pulls out one that is a little bigger because she's a little smaller than I am. She pulled another one out and I wore it. And I'm like, I don't know about this. And three people walked by me and they were like, that looks cool.
Did you sell it to any of them?
No.
You should have.
I'm going to make this work. It may not work on this outfit that I'm wearing right now.
They're going to say on this like body.
No, it works on this body.
You still got to work hard if you want to wear that with authority.
I will wear it
you
with
authority.
You have
to gain at least 35
I'm
pounds.
I'm going to wear a
pillow.
Really cool.
You need to look like the head butler, someone that people take seriously if you're going to wear that. You can't be skinny like this and wear that. You'll be your garçon then. People will clap and tell you to serve soup. But with those, it's not even hot soup. It's like you work at a gazpacho restaurant.
Okay.
You're like, garçon! The soup is hot.
They wear tails?
Yeah.
At the French restaurant?
The ones that run around.
The ones that
the
run
the big
around,
one standing in the front with
they
real
go to the opera.
Size. Yeah, he sings at the opera. Yeah. She, you know, like drives a Mack truck.
A Mack truck?
Yeah.
Don't they ride horses?
Strong. Not in those.
Yeah.
The horse will trip. You can't ride a horse in that.
That's what they were for.
This?
Yes.
Yeah, so no, these are tuxedos.
No, so you could ride horses. The tails. So you have short on the front and back the tails.
As opposed to the other ones that were long in the front also?
Yeah, they would get in the way.
Which long jackets? Those are called nightgowns. Which jackets like this did you see that went to the knees?
No, these jackets, they're more uncomfortable to, like, if you had to ride a horse, it would get in the way. They'd, like, be bumping into everything.
I think the history of male fashion was not really recounted appropriately
at
the shop.
At the history of male fashion.
That's how they sold you this?
No.
They said, look, ma'am, if you're riding a horse, you take this one. This is for when you're driving your car. Depends on which mode of transport you're using. Did you tell them you have an electric vehicle? I think you time traveled. Did you walk in the shop and they said, oh my God, how did you get here? Your car made no noise. Have you seen Back to the Future? They put like garbage cans and like oil in the car drives. That's what they did to you.
I didn't go back to the future.
I think you did.
No, I didn't.
Check if there's any like money in the pockets.
I checked. There's no money in the pockets, but there's some tears.
There must be a rat inside the sleeves.
There's no rat.
You checked?
I checked.
Did you smell it?
No.
How does it smell? Oh. You said this one's clean.
This one seems clean.
So why didn't you smell that one?
Because it seems a little like it needs to be
just
dry
smell it.
It needs to
what
be
do you mean?
Cream.
They have to clean it before they sell it to you.
It smells like musky.
Smell the pits.
No, it smells just like musky.
Just give this pit one smell. See if it's...
It smells just a little on the older side. It just needs like...
That
it needs
jacket
dry cleaning.
Is older
and it needs
than
to
me
be
and you
fixed.
Combined.
Yeah. It needs to be fixed. Like everything's torn on the inside.
So why don't I make you one?
And when I told my friend, I'm like, this is torn. I can't buy this. She's like, no, that's the best part.
She's really suckered you a good one.
She was really committed.
I know what
she like,
owns.
These are really, like, when you see the, even this one.
You know
one,
that's
when I
her vintage pop- shop you went to? I guarantee you that's her shop. She's like, oh, that one's really crappy. No, I'll convince her it's worth more because it's torn.
I think she
you,
and I.
You do that, though.
What?
You pay more for things to be torn
yeah,
for
I like,
you.
I like things that have character.
I,
there were definitely things there that she said looked cool. And I was like, I'm not sure. This is, I can't make this work.
And but this. This was, is where you drew the line.
This was one of the pieces that I was like, I'm not sure. And she's like, just trust me on this. I promise you. And she bought one too. So I was like, okay, I will trust you. This was my sort of like, I'm going to
push the limit.
Yeah, I'm going to push the limit. That. It was my Hail Mary. Like, maybe I can make this work. And I think I can. I actually have an idea. I think
is
I can make this work.
Is there anything under in your idea?
Very little.
The netting? Type stockings with shorts?
No, 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 no.
With a cane?
No, no.
A cane and a top hat?
No.
A white bow tie?
No.
Cummerbund?
No.
Will it involve singing the song, Hello, my lady, hello, my darling? No? You
no.
know that song?
Yes, I do. That's not what I'm doing. I think Christina Aguilera did like one of her videos. Music video. She was wearing something
like this. I have no problem
like
with you dressing like Christina Aguilera.
I don't want. That's not the.
We should do a private showing
that's
first.
That's not the vision.
Just wear it backwards.
That's not the vision. But I do have a vision, and I'm gonna run with it. I'm gonna see if it works, and if it doesn't, I will accept that it didn't work, and it will just have been a fun experiment.
Oh, I have no issue with it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's... I'm sitting here dressed in a blanket dress. And
sure
you haven't said
happening.
Anything. Because it was cold last time we came down.
Yeah.
And now we live in a society where a grown man can wear a blanket dress.
Who said that we live in this kind
oh
of society?
Oh, my God. You just wear Crocs and this and you go out in public and you say, hello, hello.
This is very strange what's happened in the world of fashion.
You know, I asked Zara.
Uh-huh.
We were at Jay's hockey game.
Yeah.
When you were gone. You were gone pretending you were Jeeves. I took her with me to the arena.
Yeah.
And there was a game, a girls' hockey game.
Okay.
That was on the other ice surface. So as we were coming in, that had finished and these girls were coming out. They were probably a little bit older than her, but around, you know, like that early teen age. And 4 out of 5 were dressed exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're all wearing.
Wait, let me guess. Hoodie with tights. And either white, like those white Air Force Ones, or Uggs.
very close. What you missed is all these girls just came to play hockey.
Oh, so they were wearing slippers.
No. The tights are not comfortable because you have to get in and out of them. Okay. Right, when they're getting dressed.
Oh, so they're wearing sweatpants.
So very close. No, that was the thing. They're not wearing sweatpants.
Okay.
They were wearing pajama bottoms.
Oh.
So like flannel pajama bottoms. You were right on the Uggs.
Yeah.
Flannel pajama bottoms with Uggs. And I couldn't see if there was a hoodie or what because they were wearing their jackets.
Okay.
And I asked Zara.
I'm surprised they were wearing jackets at all.
That's a fair point. Also after hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, I know why. What? It was a team jacket. Oh. So they're leaving in their uniform.
Fair.
So I asked Zara, is this normal? Like these flannel pajamas. And it's Christmas. So they're wearing, you know, like Christmas pajamas or not. All the same. Like all flannel pajamas. You know they're pajamas because you see them online. And mm-hmm. she said, yeah. I said, do people wear this to school? And she said, yeah. I said, do you think they sleep in them and then wear them to school? And she said, I do. Did you know our daughter goes to school in her pajamas?
Sometimes.
I've been wondering how she's been getting up later and later. So they, you know, we used to make this joke, oh, you have to leave somewhere early. So why don't you just sleep in your clothes?
Yeah.
Like they're actually doing that.
They're doing that.
They're like showering at night,
putting on their clothes.
Waking up and going to school.
Yeah. This generation. It's a beautiful thing. This generation does.
You think they're going to wear this?
Maybe.
So formal?
I don't think they
only
would.
Only if they can sleep in it.
I don't think they would have as many judgments as we do.
There's no judgments. It's so good. They wear whatever the hell they want.
It's true.
I'm going to wear my pajamas today. What are you wearing on top? Nothing. And on top of that, winter hat. And then gloves, but on my feet. Oh, excellent. Nice look.
You know, Jay, the other day he asked me to buy a sweater that has like men skiing on it.
What do you mean men skiing on
like
it? Like a winter sweater?
A winter sweater.
Like those knitted ones? Yeah. It's like a whole theme.
It's a whole story on his sweater. Meanwhile, last year he wouldn't be caught dead in anything but like a plain colored hoodie, black or gray. I think it's wonderful. I think fashion is such an interesting thing, and I'm not known for my fashion sense.
I am.
You are. Clearly. Look, clearly.
I'm rocking. The chances of me wearing this out.
Let me tell you guys. He's wearing my socks.
Oh, yeah.
Are you even wearing underwear today?
Why are you looking at my dress, fool? That's not respectful at all. You just look up my dress? Why would you do that? I'm feeling uncomfortable now. I'm wearing a winter frock. It's very comfortable against my skin.
And my like warm winter bunchy socks.
Look, when I get dressed,
yes,
and the lights are off, yes, and I'm trying to do you a favor by leaving the lights off, I don't know if something's blue or black. I don't know which pair of socks I'm getting. I just put my hand in and it's the luck of the draw. Whatever I get, I wear.
You always end up with those.
Yeah, I just, they're the big ones. They go right on the top. I end up wearing them over and over again.
Sure.
The problem.
Say what you want.
The really, really difficult part is this thing. Going up. How do you wear this thing? Why do you wear this thing? But hey. You are going to make some bold fashion moves. You know, you have this thing where you either wear the most basic stuff.
Yep.
And then once in a while you get excited.
Yep.
So you're like, what are you wearing today? Jeans and a t-shirt. Jeans and a t-shirt. Jeans and a t-shirt. What are you wearing today? Tailcoat from the 1960s with silver boots and two Nerf guns strapped to my lower thighs. Like, where did that, how do you go from jeans and a t-shirt to robot butler fighting in the future? And you're like, I saw it. My friend told me. I'm like, okay, what are you wearing tomorrow? Gray sweater, okay. Gray sweater. Bam! What the hell is that? Oh, I got this 1972 blazer from Mad Men. I'm
Here's
wearing that today
story.
With a Def Leppard t-shirt. And then you're like, wow, how are you going to complete the look? Jogging pants that are printed like jeans. Like, oh, great. Nice. Nice touch.
All true.
Tell them now. Everyone's like, wait, what is he talking about? They're wearing
my
jeans.
Those
aren't jeans.
Are in fact jogging pants.
Check your eyes, bro. They're just printed.
They're in fact jogging pants.
She paid jeans money for jogging pants. You have a very unique style.
Thank you.
No, it's true.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I do believe that like jeans and a white t-shirt is my favorite look.
But we don't live in the summer
aisles. No, we don't.
So you wear that like 3 months of the year.
No, no, I'll wear jeans and a white t-shirt and then I'll like pop a cardigan on top. Or
maybe... Oh, so no one can know what you're wearing.
What do you mean?
If you're wearing under this blanket dress of yours, you would just wear
jeans
and a
t-shirt.
That's
why I wear my cardigans. They're open at the, you know, I wear a lot of cardigans.
Why do you do that? Can you take, your clothes are old enough, a lot of them, to do business in the other way with the shop you found.
Oh, come
just
on.
Be like, hey.
You want me to give my cardigans away?
Give, sell.
I love my cardigans.
Hey, I've got this.
Okay, so I do
2002.
Like... I do like
American Eagle.
A jeans and a white t-shirt. Like that look to me is classic.
What's
and
even better? Jogging pants jeans with a white t-shirt.
Yes.
Fake it. You have one of onesie of that? Like in jersey material?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Like a t-shirt white on top and like the jogging pants on the bottom?
That would be the coolest thing.
You could
thing.
Just wear that around all day. Like, oh, look at this. So look at me. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Not. Nah, it's a pajama onesie.
That would be so cool. I would love that, actually. Can someone make that? Jeans and a white t-shirt onesie.
Have you seen those t-shirts with like a print?
Yeah.
Of like the bow tie and stuff?
Yeah.
Should get one of those under your
to
jacket.
Wear under this?
Yeah. Yes. Be very formal.
I can do
but
that.
But not.
I can do that. I have high hopes for this.
There's a pet
come
store here that
guys?
Sells white rabbits.
Oh
if you
God.
Want.
No.
To complete your act.
No.
You don't want to make Thumper appear?
No.
You'd make a killing at birthday parties.
I'm not going to make it like exactly what you think it's supposed to look like.
Do you want to serve people or
no.
do you want to do magic? Like those are your options. You've chosen your path.
Neither.
Or do you want to serve like billionaires fighting crime?
Neither.
Those
none.
Are your three options.
None of them.
Can be Alfred?
Nope. I'm going to make my own path. I'm going to forge my own way through and it's going to be awesome. If I wear it and I don't feel good in it and I don't feel like it works in a way that I'm comfortable, then I'll scrap it. But maybe I can make
this
work.
That's not fair to all the other clothes you've worn. That weren't working.
That's so rude.
It's not fair to them. I think you should commit. You say, I am going to wear you just like I wear all those other things I shouldn't wear.
I look very presentable.
So much of the time. But then there are days.
Which days? Tell me one day.
Remember that day?
Yeah, which day?
When you were wearing this Def Leppard t-shirt and a black tuxedo jacket, which had a vest in the front. And a long thing at the back so you could ride a horse. Do you remember that day? Oh, it was today. You're wearing it with jogging jeans?
No, that was not the
you
look.
You just saw it.
That was not it.
Okay, you make the look. I pick where you wear it.
I make
Is that
the look.
A deal?
No.
Why? That'd
no.
be so fun.
No, because if I want to make a statement,
yeah.
if I'm going somewhere where I really want to make a statement, that's when I'm going to pull this out. I'm going to have something really...
Parent-teacher meeting.
No chance.
Let's do it. No. Let's go nuts. I'll wear my tuxedo also.
You want
to wear tails
100%. Parent-teacher 100%.
Meeting. Like, hey, why my kid got that B?
Do you see
do
us?
I'm going to do a
We're
performance.
Such classy people.
I'm going to do a performance now. If I ever see a B beside my child's name...
No, that's not the place. Like, that
totally
that's misses.
That's Batman's guy.
I'm not going to be
Mr.
Alfred.
Wayne
I'm not going to be
ever
Alfred.
Sees
okay, let's a take
bay.
A quick break for a word from our sponsors and we will be back.
Is it ancestry.com?
No.
Looking to hire a butler this season? Already bought the tailcoats that dress them in? Look no further. Indeed.com.
You know what I'm reading here? It says hiring isn't just about finding someone who's willing to take the job. You need the right person
yeah.
with the right background who can move your business forward.
So if Bruce Wayne is looking for a new butler, Indeed is all you need, Batman.
Stop struggling to get your job posts even seen on other sites.
Stop struggling to fit into the tailcoats. Hire someone.
And it makes a big difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 90% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs because you reach a bigger pool of quality candidates.
Three Batman assistants have been hired while you've been listening to this commercial.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes, and that means less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/Sheena. Just go to Indeed.com/Sheena right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Sheena. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Joke was not included. All kidding aside.
Yeah.
The fact that I can sit here in this blanket.
Yeah.
And people wear this around.
Yeah.
Is because of the current generation.
Yeah.
Like less judgmental. You don't have to fit in a particular box. It's funny you went to this vintage shop with your friend.
Why is
because,
it funny?
Because one of the indicators of how people spend, like they did a survey for how people spend for the holidays.
Yeah.
And Gen Z.
Yeah.
Is spending less this holiday season
yep.
than millennials, than Gen X, because they want products that are individualized. They yep. don't want the big box, sort of everyone can buy the same thing.
Yep.
There definitely is some character, there's something unique.
Yep.
And because of people like you,
yeah.
who have gone online and shared like the mentality towards buying something that was used before
yeah.
has completely changed.
It's so amazing people
love that.
Absolutely. And how welcoming they are to that concept.
And there's also a huge change in all of our collective mindsets to a certain extent about using products and being more sustainable
yep.
in terms of how we think of things. So reducing waste. And how better can you do that than by taking something that people would otherwise throw away?
Yeah, and giving it a second life.
And using it again. So it's really interesting to see. And I think when I was growing up, if someone said to me, oh, here's this particular product, you know, I bought it for you from a secondhand store,
mm-hmm.
It would be undervalued.
Yeah.
Whereas today, if someone says, oh, I went to this vintage shop and I found this cool blazer and I know you wear a men's 38 long
yeah.
and I bought this for you,
yeah.
you would appreciate that almost more today
totally.
Than you would someone who went to, you know, some store and said, oh, I bought this off the rack for you and everyone can get the same thing.
Yeah. And I think there's value in both, but I definitely feel as like... As somebody who enjoys putting the pieces of an outfit together, you can get so creative with pieces like this that are one of a kind, that are unique. And it is more sustainable. And it is something that, like, I actually found a gift for, I'm not sure if I'm going to give it to you or give it to Jay.
I'm taking it. I'll admit. I saw it too. Does it fit in a pocket, but it shouldn't?
You were not supposed to.
Is it a transformer?
You were not supposed to look at it.
I was just left on the table.
I was showing it.
Is it a transformer?
It might be.
If you have finally found me something I would value as a gift, and you give it,
yeah, to Jay,
to our son,
yes,
I'll be fine with that.
I know.
But you will hate yourself when 3 weeks later he has lost it.
I know. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
There is no real hope yet
yeah.
at his age
yeah.
to keep things.
Okay, fine. So I may give it to you.
Or return it.
No!
Oh, we can take half each. They separate.
No.
It can be like two pirates.
I found this amazing pair of sunglasses. They're like old Carreras that fold into like, they literally, the ear pieces fold in and then they fold again on themselves and then they fold into like this tiny, just one eye. And they go in a little pocket.
It's very cool. Book,
like a little pocket. It's amazing. They're so cool.
Very nice.
They are very nice.
Very nice.
So out of the three items that I picked, you liked two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is a maybe still.
That one, I think if you bring your two friends with you.
Yeah. And we all wear our tails.
If you all wear it, then at some level people are like, I must have landed on a different planet today. Or
the
they'll be like, oh, it's fine. Like that, the kids are doing that these days.
Yep.
Alone?
I'm going to try.
You could do it. You're a performer.
I'm going to try. Exactly. Like, I can use this for anything. I can definitely use this.
You have to realize you've reached a point where somebody took a demon-looking teddy bear and attached it to that to their purse, and the world lost their shit.
Yeah.
And everyone needed this demon dog hanging from their bags.
Yep.
And it's over.
Yep.
It was like for 10 minutes.
Yep.
And the world sold out of Le Boo Boos. And now no one cares anymore. And they're like, oh, that was ugly. But we're in that world now where if you have confidence and you put this on with that level of confidence and you say, yeah, this looks good, guaranteed there are young women that will go and look for tails and they will say, this looks cool. And that's really freaking cool that you can do that.
Yeah, it is.
It's like when you walk outside and you, like, I don't know how you've started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it, but...
Where are we going with this?
The fart walks. You were telling me. She's joined a movement called the Fart Walkers.
We're not.
They just go to restaurants.
Such a nice episode.
They leave and they just let it rip.
Nope.
They hold hands.
We're done.
And they say at 9 p.m. we're going to let one go.
I was...
Allons-y.
No. I would like to just bring it back. You know what I was thinking about? How cool would it be if you could go into your grandmother's or grandfather's closet right now from, you know, 45 years ago and pick some of their favorite items?
I am sure that there are items, there are very few items that your grandmother or grandfather would have owned that wouldn't be absolute stunners today.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm so sad that we got rid of, like, I remember after my grandmother passed, all of her stuff came out and we pulled out bell bottoms and these massive sunglasses. And she had a sunglass collection like nobody's business. Like, it was really beautiful. I don't know what I was thinking when my dad asked me or my grandfather asked me, do you want to keep any of these? And I said, oh, no, it's not really my style.
You're too young to realize, right?
Yeah.
You see the value later. Luckily for me.
Yeah.
I actually have a lot of vintage pieces.
You do?
Of my own. Because when you get old enough, your own stuff is vintage. Now, that's magical.
That is magical.
You don't have to go to a store. You just have to open your own closet. Like, oh, look at this green tracksuit. You know the one.
I do. I actually do.
You made so much fun of my green tracksuit.
I still hate that green tracksuit.
How can you? Look what is this? How can you hate my green tracksuit? I'm going to wear that tracksuit whenever you wear this tracksuit.
Oh my God.
The elastic is gone. I almost got rid of it.
Yeah.
And now you've inspired me.
Oh my
I'm not
gosh.
Getting rid of it.
You know what else he has,
can you fix the elastic?
Guys? No.
Why?
You know what else he has? He has leather pants.
I have leather pants.
Leather pants.
Oh my God. You know how old I was when I got those?
Like 15 years old or 16 years old.
15 or 16.
You also have that.
Jay is 14.
You have that like leather.
My Matrix jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. You really do have your own vintage stuff.
So he can start wearing my vintage stuff.
Yep.
That stuff would fit him
would.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, ladies, watch out.
You know what Zara pulled out the other day? And she asked me if she could use them. And I told her she could use them under my supervision. But remember those glasses you bought me? They're like super thin.
Dior?
Yeah. They're like
Where did
really,
she find them?
She found them in our drawer. These
those
were the
are vintage.
First expensive glasses you bought me. I think you bought them for me
yeah,
for like my 21st birthday
yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
Nonsense.
I think it was your 16th birthday.
No, it was my 21st birthday or something like that. You bought me these really, really cool thin.
Why don't you wear them?
I will. With my
yeah, my it's part of the outfit. What's the oldest thing you own?
I do have a very old bracelet that my mom gave me when I turned 16.
Yeah.
That's
the oldest thing you can remember.
Yeah, I had this like tiny little bangle that she gave to me when I was born, or my grandmother gave to me when I was born. She kept it and she gave it to Zara when Zara was born. So we have.
So you have to steal it from Zara and give it to her.
I mean, I already
daughter.
Have it.
Oh, you stole it already. Nice. You did your part.
When Zara grew out of it, I took it off of her
so
and I
Zara
kept it. When Zara has a baby,
baby
I'm going to give
you'll put
it to
the bracelet.
Yeah.
And then she'll have to rob her own child.
Yeah.
I like this. The first jewelry theft in the family occurs by hand of your own mother.
Yes.
This is a real rude awakening.
That's probably the oldest thing I have, but it's not mine.
Yeah.
It's Zara's.
Of course, not yours. It was never yours.
It was never mine.
It was your grandmother's, your mother's, your daughter's. It's never been yours. I have a dictionary.
Oh, yeah.
From kindergarten.
Yeah.
And
the orange one.
The orange one.
Yeah.
And there was one other thing.
This dictionary really has followed us around for years. It sits in our game of Boggle.
Yeah.
We love that's playing Boggle. Yeah.
And you make up these random words today.
And he's not got in my this dictionary that doesn't even, it hasn't even kept up with language.
How can it change? It's a dictionary. It's print. It's printed from the 70s. It's that's from all the it 70s. Is. 80s. Come on, take it easy. It's from, I'm not your age.
Way back when. It doesn't have, like, there are many words that we use nowadays.
Like,
and it
bruh?
No. Yeah.
Bruh's not a word. It's not in there. Brother is in there.
We've never.
Wear your coat, then you'll believe the words I use. Which words do you want to find in there now?
There were words in there that we have used, and they were not in your dictionary.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Only words from heaven. Not these dirty words you criminals make up nowadays. What does that mean when you do like this?
We'll see you later.
What is that?
Wrap it up.
What is that doing? Who raps like this
we're
over their head?
Wrapping it up. Okay. Oh.
Is that a lasso?
Also, one more thing.
Oh, you said wrapping up.
No, no. Also, one more thing. If you guys are finally in the Christmas season, please go stream my Christmas song. It's the Christmas song.
Which one?
Chestnuts
which Christmas
roasting
song?
On an open fire. The Christmas song.
But what's
song.
It called? Yeah, which is the Christmas song you sang?
The Christmas.
Chestnuts?
Chestnuts roasting.
That one, but what's
on
it called?
On an open fire. It's called the Christmas song.
Are you messing with us?
The Christmas song.
Yes, the one you sang.
It's called...
The Christmas song I sang is called... Finish the sentence.
The Christmas
song I sang is called... Don't repeat after me. You're playing the wrong game. Just, finish the sentence.
Just search for my name. You'll see.
My name. Who's my name?
See you guys.
What song is it?
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.